if we are in the three modes and then we do a service, is it also in three modes? And if it is it accepted by Krishna? See, first of all, we have to know that Krishna is not a judgmental God. Krishna is a compassionate God. He wants us to come to Him. And it is not that, you know, He's waiting to find faults with us. You and Rajoguna will do the service, I'll not accept the service. It's not like that. So, Krishna is Bhavagrahi. You know, whatever service we do, He accepts that. But there are levels of acceptance. And any way we serve Krishna, that is always auspicious. That's why we see in 12, from 12.8 to 12.10, Krishna gives various levels. Always fix your mind on me. Just try to fix your mind on me. Otherwise, work for me. Otherwise, work for some good cause and just give the... Or work and sacrifice your fruits for some good cause. Krishna gives various levels at which we can stay connected with Him. So first of all, we don't have to go too much into this analysis of whether I am doing a service in which mode. The primary thing is, first do the service. So, because service itself keeps us connected. And after we are connected, we try to refine the connection. So it's like... It's like, you know, if I am trying to tune into a radio. Now most of us don't use it. Maybe some FM we might use radio also. But still, if I am trying to tune into a radio. See, there is a big tuner which moves the signals from, say, one station to another station. And there is a fine tuner. An older model that they had. So, you know, the fine tuning has to be done after we have to come to the right station. Isn't it? If before I have come to the right station, I start doing the fine tuning, it's a waste of time. I'm not even connected to the station. So like that, doing service is moving the big tuner. But at least I have come to the right station. And then doing devotional service, that is like fine tuning. So I may not always have a devotional consciousness while doing service. And I need to cultivate devotional consciousness, no doubt. Just like if I'm not fine tuned to the station, then so much noise comes up. So like that, if our consciousness is not really devotional, then bhakti is not joyful. Because if our consciousness is not devotional, then we are always expecting, oh, things should work out right, people should praise me, and I should be able to do things perfectly. And all these considerations, they impede our remembrance of Krishna, and that's why the bhakti is not so joyful. So we do have to fine-tune our consciousness also. But first is, we need to tune our consciousness. First, start doing service. And after we are doing service, then we can refine our consciousness. So, usually speaking, while doing certain services, certain modes of functioning are required. Now, if we are raising funds, or if we are distributing books, or we are doing certain activities, sometimes certain activities may have some deadlines, or we have certain targets. So, we may be more caught in the mood of getting the things done. And that is fine. That is what is required for the service. That is fine. The important thing is that before the service, after the service, we remember Krishna, I am doing this for you. And we try to offer it to Krishna. If we are able to do it well also, we thank Krishna for doing it. And over a period of time, what we are doing becomes less important than for whom we are doing. Oh, that happens over a period of time. Just like, you know, if Bhaktivinoda Chakravarti gives this example that, say, a person is working at a job and they've gone to a new place for working for a job so that they can maintain their family. Then when they're at a new place, initially they think, oh, this is a new place, there are new people, new staying place, and a new boss, new work associates. So that newness of the place is what dominates the consciousness. But after they were habituated to staying over there, they may be in that place, but they remember their family. They remember, okay, I'm doing this for my family, my children. And, you know, where they are working is not as important as for whom they are working. So like that also for us, initially when we are doing services, it is natural to be caught up in the externals. And then in that case, you know, if I have to meet this target, I have to achieve this, I have to get that. So that's how it will be. What we are doing will be very important for us. But over a period of time, as we keep doing services, then the externals don't matter so much. We still are responsible in trying to give the best contribution. But the external don't matter so much. What matters is for whom we are doing it. Yes, I may be giving a class, or I may be going to ask for funds, or I may be distributing books, or whatever I'm doing this for Krishna. That will come gradually. So we don't have to worry too much about the modes when we are trying to do service. First, focus on doing service, and before and after, we make sure that we have a prayerful consciousness which connects us with Krishna. Okay. Yes, one last question is from.